It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You're listening to Michigan News from MLive for Tuesday, October 11th, and I'm your host, Jessica Shepard. Gas prices jumped to $4.35, but an expert predicts prices will inch down. A man dies in Rough Lake, Michigan waters during a kayak race, and Michigan coach Mike Hart is making positive progress after a sideline scare. Gas prices in Michigan are up 50 cents in the past month, according to AAA, as the state is averaging $4.35 per gallon on Monday. That's up 19 cents in the past week, while nationwide gas prices have only risen 12 cents in that time frame. The latest price hit comes via the OPEC announcement last week that it will cut production of oil by 2 million barrels per day this fall, according to both AAA and Gas Buddy head of petroleum analysis Patrick DeHaan. A decrease in supply leads to an increase in prices. Yet DeHaan predicts gas prices will improve in the Great Lakes area. Some of the refinery snags that have caused prices to surge in the West and Great Lakes appear to be improving, with prices in those two regions likely to inch down, even with OPEC's decision, DeHaan said in his newsletter. Michigan has the 10th most expensive gas prices in the U.S. as of Monday. Gas prices have increased nationwide for three consecutive weeks, following 3 months of price decreases. A man died while participating in a kayaking race on Lake Michigan over the weekend. Around 2:10 p.m. on Saturday, rescuers were called to Point Betsy near Frankfort for a report of a kayaker who was in the water about a quarter mile offshore, according to U.S. Coast Guard Station Manistee. The subject had been in the 50-degree water for about 90 minutes before rescuers arrived on the scene. Conditions included waves of 6 to 7 feet. The subject, identified as Nick Walton, was wearing a life vest and wetsuit. Walton was hoisted out of the water by personnel from U.S. Coast Air Station Traverse City, which took him by helicopter to the Frankfort Airport, where they met an ambulance that took him to a local hospital, according to City of Frankfort Fire and Rescue. Walton was pronounced dead at the hospital. Michigan assistant coach Mike Hart is out of the hospital and doing better after his scary situation Saturday in Bloomington. The Wolverines running back coach is back in Ann Arbor and things are trending in a positive direction, according to a Monday morning statement from the team. "I would like to thank everyone for their support, messages, and prayers," Hart said in the statement. Hart collapsed after suffering from what team officials say was a medical emergency along the Michigan sidelines. Fox reported that Hart, now in his second season on the Michigan staff, suffered a seizure. He was carted off the field during a somber moment for everyone at Memorial Stadium, barely responsive, and transported to IU Hospital, where he stayed Saturday night for further observation. Michigan won Saturday's game 31-10, shutting out the Hoosiers 21-0 in the second half. Players and team officials were assured Hart was doing okay at halftime, and Michigan later decided to award the game ball to him. You can always find the latest Michigan news by visiting MLive.com, and make sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. We'll be back here tomorrow with more Michigan news from MLive. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.